I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
You back on track?
Real trap shit. Trapaholics. We made this shit.
That's how you got
to the last one.
Cannon.
What are we missing? What are we missing that's not sneaker oriented?
Bro, I want to talk about your career.
I want to talk about getting on the white fucking Lobster friends and family list, and that's it.
Wow, see how he just came out of left field with that?
We talked about that.
Hey, he was waiting on.
We planned that one. No,
he said a lot of wealthy things.
You really threw me under the bus on that one. You threw me under the bus. We planned that one.
Let's get him a complimentary Kit Kat pillow.
Take the fucking pillow.
I'll fucking hang myself.
No, but put it over your face.
Back to the topic.
Wait, how'd you guys meet?
Wait, I gotta show him the photo. Actually, pal, this is probably the first time we met, bro. The pal league.
Yeah.
Shout out to Danny Long. Danny Long, who's
Danny
like
Long.
No, so he was a Boston cop.
Wait,
so no, no. So listen,
Danny Long.
Listen, Boston cop. Hey, Boston cop. He created his own one.
Danny Long cop.
Hey, he created his own camp that he funded.
Yo, shut this.
Oh, fuck myself.
Quiet that up.
How about that one?
I'm listening. I'm just trying to focus. Who's this?
Fatties.
That's you too?
Yep. Yeah. Nothing changed. Wow. Nothing changed.
So bro, we've known each other all life.
Yo, so the East Boston cop who were in this camp, he did a week and he scheduled events that he paid out of his pocket for the whole week.
Yep.
It was like Canopy Lake, like his lake house.
Canopy Lake. My grandparents used to work there.
Oh really?
So
the flume is where it's at.
A log flume.
And,
yeah.
That with that crickety fucking wood fucking roller coaster. What's it called? Cannonball?
Cannonball.
Bro, yes. That thing's gonna fucking fly into the parking lot.
I don't think we
day.
Can fit on the roller coaster anymore.
I think I'm a little nervous too. The roller coaster's not. The Equinox.
Shout out to fucking Darren the trainer.
All right, can we get back on topic, please? No more interruptions. Concepts. Please tell me about that.
Stop.
I want to talk about it. This is the podcast. We talk about the people here.
Yeah.
It's not about you. Okay. Fucking superstar. It's about Uncle D.
Yeah.
But wait, I got an idea. Fuck concepts. Let's shift into like
I like that.
What it takes to get to where you guys are.
Okay,
what
I like that. We can take that.
So I think
give me some advice. Give us some advice for a 23-year-old in Boston.
That's what I like to do. So I think the one thing, and I think you guys will definitely shake your heads to this, like prepare to get your heart broken over and over.
I like
again.
Bro.
That's not a relationship already. Thing, like way worse. Like, picture the people you idolize and the people that you worship telling you, like, they're not ready. But picture you getting to the point you're at now, which we talked about earlier, and then having to forgive them and understand, like, they did it for the right reasons. There's no welcome mat. There's no, like, oh, my God, we've been waiting for you to arrive this whole time. Like, it's not. Mm-hmm. We talked about this earlier, like, off record. Like, but that's what it really boils down to. It's, like, nothing's easy. Like, so put that in your head and understand, like, don't hold it against the people that you think are blocking you. They're not. They're just protecting what they have, and they fought so hard to get to where they're at. Like, they're not just going to give that to you for no reason.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's totally okay.
So how did you get to the point where you proved yourself to get to where you are? How did, like, what was that for you?
I wouldn't say I'm there yet, because, like, I came off of, the best year of my life, which was Air Max launch and Orange Lobster, and, like...
What year was that?
22. So wow. Then keep in mind, like, that was the best year for concepts we've ever had, and like nobody from Nike picked up the phone and was like, yo, we're waiting for you to do the next thing. Like,
damn.
I'm still trying. So like, you can either do two things. You can be like, I'm taking that to heart, or I'm holding it against you, or you can be like, yo, I gotta work harder.
Gotta work harder,
man. Like, look at you guys. Like, I'm sure you talk about the great things, and people say the amazing things you've done, and since I've known you guys, you've done amazing things, but like, it's okay to show like what it took to get here. It's okay to show like the people that have not participated, but it's okay to understand and agree, like, they didn't have to say that to me yet. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't deserve that yet. I didn't do that. Like, it takes, like, you, okay, so look at this. Like, a kid coming up right now is like, oh my God, I love you guys. Like, for sure, Tommy, you guys are my guys. Like, give me a chance. Like, it's not like, Robert, I give you a chance. Like, you gotta still get to a point where I can deserve to give you a chance.
Exactly.
Even if I fucking believe in you, and like, bro, I think that you have everything it takes, you still gotta do something on your own.
Yeah,
like,
yourself.
You have to.
The world is so fast.
You have
to. Everybody's like, what's the advice you give? I'm like, that's the advice. be prepared to get your heart broken. That's it.
I feel it's like okay, I'm though. At a point too with him. It's like we look at all this stuff that maybe we get looked over on or people aren't coming to us, but it's like I want to get to a point where we can't be denied. You can't 100% be denied.
Right.
You want to build your brand big. So big and have such a following where you can't be denied. So that's why we're just building
this body of work. Since day one, he said that.
Bro, you can't be denied.
You look at, so I'll be as real as I can be. Like, you look at the Kiffs and Supremes of the world, especially Supreme, like, they've reached a point in their life where, like, they really can't do anything wrong. People pick them apart and they're like, just like,
of course.
They were so strict in, like, the way they got to where they're going. Like, they can do pretty much any. They sold the a brick.
Yeah, of
course. They sold the actual brick that said Supreme for $30 in a resold. Like, you've arrived. Like, you're there. You're right. When you get to the point where people can't deny you, that's when you made it. But nobody owes you anything.
Mm-mm.
You know, like, they really don't. And, like, the point, like, you're going to get there. I'm sure you already get it. Like, oh, I want to do the same exact thing you guys are doing. How do I do it? And you're like, you feel bad. You love your followers. You love your people. Like, yeah, I want you to do this too. But, like, bro.
There's no secret. There's no secret formula,
I'm
though,
still
either.
Get my own shit going.
100%. We're not even close.
Yo, the biggest, the one thing I've learned, just even being around some like wealthy people, is like there will never be enough. Nah. Even money wise, dude sold his company for $350 million. Still wants more. Still bro, dialed in more than ever for more. It's like, yo.
The craziest thing I heard about wealthy people, and it's very recently, which I know, like when they find a way to make money, they sell it to you. They're not offering you a shortcut.
Yeah,
they're selling you the shortcut. Yeah. It's not gonna work for you.
Of course.
And it's just, that's the way life is. So you guys are good-hearted people. I'm good. I'm like, everybody asks me the one question, like, how do I do this? How's it? I'm like, what would make you think there's like some type of shortcut?
Yeah.
I don't do TED Talks. There's I don't no fucking know like formal design. I don't know this. I'm like, why would you think my life would work for you? That's the bottom fucking line.
The world's
and you guys
also
have
like
fought tooth and nail to get to where you're at. And I love that about you guys, but you remain the same. But like, it doesn't mean you can just go give the little tiny bit you've learned to someone for no reason. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. I'm sorry to say it. It's just the way it is.
We're so protective with it too, bro. Yeah, our circle, bro, like, it's just
still
me
doing
and him.
It,
it's just right. This is the beginning of the come up for
me
and
him. When
you
guys arrive, yeah, of course you can do that.
Of course.
But the one thing you learn about wealthy people, if it's Shark Tank, if it's just like, they don't just. Who the fuck in the world is going to give you the secret to?
It don't work like that.
Yo, let me do you a favor.
It don't work like that. You got to hear this shit.
Bypass all the things that I had to
you
do.
You got to hear this shit when they're like.
I was hoping you would ask.
Yeah, you got to hear when they're like, oh,
shout, we talk to,
shout us out. Post us for the follows. It's like, bro, don't.
Comment on this video. It's like, what do you think that's going to do for you?
It don't work, bro.
Oh, dude, I just swam through all these sharks to get to this island.
Right.
Go this way.
Right. Yeah, right.
Oh, do you see
meanwhile,
my arm hanging up?
Meanwhile, it really all started when I was 15 years old working for a summer camp counselor job for like $13 an hour. That's where it really started, though. It really did.
This, man. Just. Be genuine, stay your course, plan for if you ever make it to where you want to be, your brand has to align with that from the beginning because you can't reposition your brand every time a trend comes around or something goes.
What did we say when we first came in? We literally were just going down the list. Who's been loyal to us? Mm-hmm. Who's been with us since literally day one?
I could count on one hand.
And what I say, I'm like, don't hold it against you if day one because
of course,
they don't really owe you that.
It's true. It's hard to accept it. It really is. It is.
Like,
have to, though.
They really don't. This would never happen because I'll kill you both. But if you ever got so big where I'm like, oh, I'm outside, and you're like, but it can happen.
Dude, I would never be like,
No, never, ever.
It could happen. Like, if you're at such a point where Bobby from fucking Bridgewater is like, oh, I went to school with them, they'll let me in, like, you can't let everybody in.
No, you can't.
So you have to
plan
for
that. For sure.
And unfortunately,
for sure.
Like, that's the way of the world. Because, can I be honest? Bobby from Bridgeport didn't support you getting up there.
Trust me, buddy.
He just
I know.
Knew you.
No,
he
I know.
Didn't support
I
you.
Know.
And if I don't answer a DM, which I'm sure you have way more than me, I have thousands. Like, I can't keep up. People, if you read it, like, a year later, they're like, yo, fuck you. You didn't answer. Like, dude.
Oh, trust me. We get that. We get that shit.
Do you think, like,
you even see
I
it?
I can do all that? I can't keep up.
No, it's funny. When people say that to me in person, I'm like, you want to laugh? I say, you want to laugh? And I scroll through all my DMs.
Can you scroll in on that?
What is it? What do we got?
My messages.
Right.
It's like, wait, you want to scroll through it?
692 messages. That's today.
Yeah.
That's not like yesterday. That's not accumulating. Like, I cannot keep up.
I know, bro.
And then
I know.
My DMs are worse. And, like, and they're all the same question. Like, how do I do what you're doing? Like, I don't own my own business. I don't know what the fuck the secret is.
Hey.
And I, like, I want to help you, but I'm still trying to figure my own
shit out. Think about his shoe when he posts the babe. How many people message you like, yo.
For free.
And for free is crazy. But, like, how many people like, yo, can you hold me down?
Right.
Prosciutto.
I ain't asking for nothing for free. I ain't asking for nothing for free.
Prosciutto.
Prosciutto.
Yeah,
I'm trying to. I'll pay. No, of course, always.
No, but the point is, like, or you guys, it's like, oh man, you made it. Can I do your podcast? Can
you
I do?
You made it. It's like, are you gone?
From my mom, like,
I made it.
People say that to us now. It's like, you
right,
made
you
it.
Guys made that. I said, are you fucking nuts?
Said, can you cook for her? Like, there's so much shit. That
wait, your mom said,
people
wait.
People of the world that, like,
your mom
don't
said,
understand.
I want to cook.
Yo, hey,
I'll cook for your family whenever you want, brother.
No, whenever you want. Someone's mom is sick. They're like, can you do this for me? Like, oh yeah, I can do everything for you. All like, you just can't.
I thought like you were saying your mom asked if I can come cook.
I know what you were saying.
Yeah, I was down. No, but that was
No.
Hey, but Tom, break it down. Break it down how we work, even with the athletes when they come in.
Oh well, yeah. We build relationships, bro. That's the number one thing.
It's been for free on your own dime for a long time.
For me,
that's what you people need to know. Like, you paid out of your pocket to be like,
you take care of people.
I'm gonna take this chance, hoping that it pays off. The kids that are following you are like, oh, just, I'm going to bypass that. I'm going to go do that.
And that's where it all started, bro. I cooked for Damian Harris once. Good dude. I'll FaceTime D-Soak right now.
Wait, he has a trip out to Buffalo to see him.
I'm going October 1st.
FaceTime him.
How about this one?
What I'm trying to say is this. He would disfigure someone's face, but for sure,
he would disfigure
his body. Mm. Like, we wouldn't know, he would be walking in like a Squidward or like someone from SpongeBob.
Yeah. Like stabbed right in the neck.
Are you serious talking about that right now?
I'm sorry,
bro,
but like
a tough dude.
We're talking about beef, bro.
No, I know.
I'm not talking about beef, but it's like,
some
bro,
guys are jumping
that jacked, like,
I get he's
back.
Jacked, but like, bro.
No,
bro,
he's super jacked.
Bro, just because you can defend yourself doesn't mean you're not going to be able to stop a fucking running back running through you, bro, and get
right,
on
well,
top
if
of you.
If we're doing one-on-one hit drills, all right, he's going to run through me. All right. But if we're talking about,
bro,
like,
he's a super strength dude.
He ain't answering.
His legs are like the size of your body.
What do you call it right now, Damien?
Is it connecting? It ain't connecting.
Because he probably knows he would body you. He doesn't want to be on camera, Sam. Anyways.
Are we taking this out, or do you want this in?
No, I want this in. You can condense it.
Justin,
so is there anybody else you want to talk about fighting while you're on the...
I want to talk about...
While he's drunk, is there anybody else that you can beat up? Like Chuck Norris?
No, we're getting away from the fighting, because...
All right, yeah, that's not going in, Justin. That's not going in. That's not going in. But no, I'm just want to let him know.
Your hood rat days are behind you,
kid. Even if he's eating a club, if he wanted a beef, I was beefing.
You can't say the stab
in. Probably shouldn't put the stab in.
You did say stab.
I mean, but you brought it to that point. You brought it to fighting, though. You brought it to fighting.
Yeah, but you said stab, and that's
right. But
problem.
You wouldn't stab someone in the neck if they were fighting you, though. Like, you know what I mean?
Not
Brockton.
That guy, because I don't think it would stop him.
Who are you poking, though?
Yeah, who are you poking?
Here we go.
Who's this guy? A dentist? Who's he? Like,
we're going to get political, guys. We're going to get political. Right, guns or no guns? Kidding. Cut that, too. All right, we're back. Best collabs. Your favorite collabs. What have your favorite collabs been?
Favorite collab. That's a good one.
Either
Air
people,
Max for sure.
Brands, okay.
Air Max. For sure. Yeah, because
what's your favorite shoe you've done?
The hippies, space hippies.
What about the lemonade one? What about the lemonade ones? What were those, Chad?
Oh, the New Balances. His worst
Chad,
ones.
I
he loves the worst ones. He didn't like. I
or
love
the
those.
Kiwis.
I like
is that
those.
What called? The kiwis.
Wait, the ones
the
I have.
Ones.
Then
I like
wait, the fruit one.
I like them a lot.
The fruit ones. The brown with the green.
Yeah, I like them.
You know which ones? I wore them that night with Peyton, Sam Hauser.
I
wore those that night.
Yeah, you guys meet a lot of folks.
We network, bro. We're
I can't believe you met the Savannah
Bananas.
They were good people.
Without me, though.
I didn't realize that was in Brockton, though. I didn't put two and two together.
I'm saying it twice now. Like, you have to call me mom.
We're tight with Gronkowski, too. You know Gronk?
My own nephews. No, I don't.
Yeah, we'll have to bring him in Concepts. Maybe if we get a deal with Concepts, we'll bring him in.
So who's your favorite that you met so far?
That's a good question. Damn, this is getting a little...
No, I'm a position back. That's a good interview.
No, it is a good interview.
Probably Gronk.
Gronk. But, like, are you saying, like, our favorite interaction or as a person?
Interaction with a celebrity or a
probably Gronk was a good person, but we're not like close with Gronk.
Who's your favorite so far?
I mean, meeting Gronk was dope. Meeting Jack Harlow was cool. We met him briefly at one of his little private parties, but like we don't really know him like that.
I would say.
So I meant outside of me. My bad. I didn't mean to say that. Outside of me, who's your favorite?
Right now, because you're the goat for sure. Yeah, yeah.
My bad. Keep that on camera. That can stay. My bad. I didn't mean that.
Who would you? I mean, Peyton Pritchard's cool.
He was
cool.
Pauly D was sick.
Pauly D was dope.
No shit.
Pauly D was sick.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah, DJ Costa hooked us up. He was opening up for him or something, and then he brought us on stage. We were behind him the whole fucking time he was performing, jerking 1942 for free the whole time he's performing.
So
last year,
I know you can't talk on this. So wait, I got to go back to it. So you're saying like before now with the start, you're single.
Yep. In a way,
you're not tagging anything. Like it's increased a lot. Your followers need to hear this.
Followers are going up.
I know you got some more stories, buddy.
Off camera,
part two, for sure.
Okay, part two.
I
part
see
two.
How this goes with my wife.
All right, this was good. How much were we on an hour?
What are we on? What are we at right now?
The bull, way more than
hour and a half. Hour and a half.
I'm going bull.
We're cutting out like 30 minutes worth.
Yeah, we're cutting out. Yeah, so we're really at like an hour. I got a couple more questions though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tell us how it is working with Jason Tatum. Because he's the GOAT in Boston, so we want to hear about that.
So it's awesome. So Tatum, when I first met him, he was pretty much a rookie, right? Super quiet, reserved, like it's not a facade. Like I think like I've loved Boston athletes being outspoken, aggressive, and to the point. Maybe Larry did it in a different way, Paul Pierce different way, Bill Russell different way. Brady and Tatum are very much more reserved and quiet. I'm sure you met people like you thought it would be like easier to talk. Tatum's very reserved. Like so working with him was like scary in a way. My idea is being received. Is it this? And then it wasn't until we did this shoot with him, like this launch, that we actually started speaking. I was actually very.
Was it the first, the one we were at the first
the zoo, right? The zoo?
The zoo, yeah. So, or the launch of his Tatum one, but it wasn't until then that we actually spoke, which I was. That's okay.
Sorry.
So no, it's fine. So I actually was intimidated by that because as a designer and a creative person, I'm like. Maybe my ideas out there. And Kyrie, same deal. Kyrie was like super soft spoken. I'm like, where do you stand with that? I love Tatum. Jaylen Brown, same way. Like, super reserved. They're not like what you're accustomed to seeing in Boston, but man, I believe in them as I know you guys do too. Like, I know people outside are like, they don't mesh, they don't do this. Like, I think we'll win a championship this year. I genuinely think so.
I hope so.
No, I really do because. They're about that craft, like they in Jaylen Brown's like one of the smartest dudes you ever see in your life. Like Tatum is just he doesn't go out, he's chilling, like he's about his business, man. And you know the only thing that sucks about Tatum? He's literally the greatest father in life. It makes us all look bad. He's playing 82 games a year. I see my kid less. Like what the fuck? Like chill, bro. You with dudes all the time.
Traveling and shit too.
Traveling.
Yeah.
This kid somehow about his finds life. A way. He's so reserved, like he's just so about his shit. The only drawback I'll say of working with him is like he loves St. Louis so much. Like, how do we infuse that? I'm like, well, you're in Boston now, we can't. He is my homegirl since we were kids. I love her to death. I'm sure if you ever get on the podcast, she'll tell some stuff. I love being a
She loves, bro. She just DM'd me. She's like, yo, my mom loves the deli videos. I'm like, fuck, bro.
So Bia is she's literally salted up. She's like one of the greatest people you can have from here. Like, she'll never change. I'm sure she would sign up to meet with you guys anytime.
I believe it.
But I do agree with what you're saying. Like, Boston as a whole is like, you guys are doing something different. Like, it's almost like you, like you said earlier, like, people have to respect you. They have to do this. But Boston has been very even for me. They're like, you know, maybe they're mad I'm going on. Maybe they're this, like, I don't know what Boston's hang up is. Down south, their collective, their unit.
It's the southern hospitality.
It's very disappointing. You don't want to disrespect Boston, like especially on a platform like this. But I think it'll get there. It's just like, it's not like the places you mentioned.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day,
we're so small. We're only 700,000
people.
It's
on its way
up,
though. Boston's more trending up than everything.
We both love Boston. We both love where we came from. We rep it. We're trying to put East Boston on the map. Like, that's what we want to do. We want to give back. But with the people, like you were saying, the community, there is a loyal community to like the sports and stuff like that. But to people trying new things, it's almost like people shy away until you really make it big.
Really hate it.
And then once you're so big, once you're big enough, then they're gonna bring you up.
Of course.
But you gotta break through all that kind of negativity.
Dude, it's always been like even Terminology, who I love, man. Shout out to like one of my favorite rappers ever, like he eventually was like, I have to move to New York to go. I'm like, dude, go
you
do
have
it
to,
because
you have to.
Nobody here is gonna. Millie's Millie started getting out and doing things. Like, you have to. Like, Millie's, he's not, I mean, I don't know what it is here. We do talk good about this. We saw the world on Boston, and, you know, I'm not ever going against Boston, but I think I'm at the point now where, like, people love me enough and respect me where I can say, like, it's a very tough city to do anything.
If you make it from here, bro, I swear,
it's such a small city.
If you make it from here, it's five times as hotter than anywhere else. Anywhere else.
So everybody says, if you can make it New York anywhere, like, New York is 7 million people. Mm-hmm. Boston is 700,000.
That's crazy.
So we're in the shadow of New York. We're a very small, like, and it's a very, tight-knit community. Like, they want you to be happy until you say one thing wrong, and like, y'all don't fuck with that no more.
Yep.
And that I don't give a fuck about any of that.
No, trust me,
like,
I get it.
I don't care at all. Like, I can say, like, nobody's, who's made it here from Boston? Nobody.
There's Tommy G and Prejean.
Like, you were saying in general, people are mad, like, oh, he didn't have real Boston accents in my bank. So when he did the town, they called us like, yo, can we get some of your friends and family? Dude, we had eight of our staff in that movie. The kid doing a kickflip by the bank.
Goated, bro.
I called my nephew. Dude, this is a true story. Kate Vernon, dude. He got shot in the leg. They literally called me, they go, do you have a guy that can pretend to get shot in the leg? I'm like, oh my God, do I ever? I got the guy. Called him. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he answered me back. All medicated. He's like, yo, what up, uncle? I'm like, dude, fuck you. You just missed being in the movie. So my other, bro, another customer of ours was in the movie. Isaac, I love him to death. Shout him out, Isaac. City boy, like, he's in it. He still gets a residual check from that to this day. Like, Ben puts people in the movie.
That's what I need, man.
Eight Concepts employees or affiliates in that movie.
Right.
So I go to read for the movie. I'm fucking pumped. I'm telling my mom, like, I'm in the movie. I can't
wait. You audition for the movie?
Yes. So, dude.
Oh, shit. I'm reading my
lines. I'm like, 20 lines. Reading it for, like, probably 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Like, aggressively. Like, I'm here. Told my mom, like, I'm going to be in a movie. It's going to be insane. The kid shows up. He goes, I can't meet you at the office. Can I come to you? I'm like, yeah, 100%. That's even better for me because I feel more comfortable. So I said, I'm reading the lines. I'm like, whoa, are they arguing? He's like, just read the lines. I'm like, I know, but it feels to me like there's some angst, there's some energy. He's like, just read the lines. Like, no, and I'm like, I know, but like, am I tussling with the guy? Am I fighting?
Yeah.
He's like, no, bro, calm down, relax and chill. Couldn't get it together. So I started freaking out. He goes, This lines are not gonna be in the movie. You're gonna be a main character in the movie. One of the bank robbers. I'm like, freaked out immediately. I'm like, fucked up. So I blew it. Match. Anyways, let me tell you that this is a true story, right?
Bro, Dion's main true character story in the movie.
No, how great is what I'm about to tell you is. So I'm freaking out. I'm like, I panic. I fucking blow the whole thing. Whatever. I'm not in the movie. So I watch the movie. It comes out. I'm reading my lines. What scene is it? Jeremy Renner and Ben Affleck fighting.
No.
Outside when they were so mad at each other.
The graveyard is at the
graveyard.
It's never gonna be me, you, and Shy up there playing fucking house. Get that through your fucking head.
That's me. So I'm saying to the fucking guy, I'm like, dude, are you sure he's not mad at him? He's like, no, just be chill. I'm like, it sounds like he's angry. Should I be angry? Because I can do it right now. I can say everything you just said, bro. Be angry and beat the shit out of some guy against the fence. So I'm sitting there watching him like, motherfucker, I knew they were mad. So first of all, it's Jeremy Renner who held the movie down.
Oh,
he's
the movie. Yeah, he's the goat.
Bro, that's so literally Charlestown.
And then on top of that, like you said, this guy's angry. Like, are you serious, dude? You're actually, I'm sitting in my office like, so it's gonna be me or you or him, and we're cool. I'm like, bro, just feels like it's not right.
Yeah.
It's not authentic. He's like, just read the lines. So I never had a chance.
You're not gonna tell me and not tell me to do shit. Bro, if you want to visit me, you come see me down in Florida.
That's the best movie, bro.
Whole movie. Yo, so let me segue into this before we go into, like, because this is what makes a podcast cool. There's only been a few people that have ever done the Boston accent right.
Yeah.
One of them is Jeremy Renner. He killed it.
He did a good job.
You know who the other one is? Christian Bale in The Fighter was like my drunk crack addict uncle.
He did a good job. Nah, he did do a good job.
He nailed it.
He did.
And that guy's a method actor. Like, he's insane.
Man, he's great, bro. He's gas.
He nailed the butt. Like, Leonardo and
Jafar
was okay.
You know, it's a little knockoff.
He came to Concepts when he was filming. He had a hat on, smoking a cigarette. His mom was buying Uggs next door at Tannery, right? We're in Harvard Square. And I go, I'm sitting in the door. Mm-hmm. And I go, you had a private room downstairs like this. I'm like, you can go down if you want. I'm like, on the side, I'm like, you can go down. Like, nobody's right here. Like, come on down. He's like, Okay. And we're sitting in the doorway.
Just Leo, me and Leo.
In Harbor Square. But we're blocking the door. Damn. So I'm like, you're going to draw attention. I'm like, you can go down. I'm like, I'm cool. He's just smoking. Got his hat on, everything. I'm like, maybe he's in character. I didn't know at the time. He was doing Departed. Bro, he never went downstairs. But we're blocking the door. I'm like, bro, people are going to see it's you. Eventually, they're going to catch on. No clue in fucking how at all.
That's mad random, bro.
Actors are tough.
Leo, especially.
Yeah.
Dude, when we were in the Super Bowl.
You'll never expect it, bro. You'll never think of it. You
What?
No, we were too young, bro, for Storyville.
Yeah, so we were.
They called me Storyville. It used to be the club here. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting right now.
Yeah.
Darrell Revis, I was friends with him. Like, we're going to bring Darrell after Super Bowl to have a after a Super Bowl party.
The Seahawks
like,
one?
He didn't want to come. He's like, I don't want to do it. Moe called him. Everybody, casinos, like, I want to. Anyways, they didn't come. So I'm in that corner room over there, the place you went in. And I look like a white receiver from the Patriots.
Wes Welker.
That's me.
Danny Amendola mixed with
any of them.
Bro, that's fine.
Oh, you're good, sweetheart. Come here.
So my table, hey, yo.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, you did. Little fucking
prick. Yeah. Dude, my table was $7,000. All the rookies showed up. They balled out. And I'm sitting there with Darrell and everybody. And then he leaves and the owner comes up to you. That's a $7,000 bill. I'm like, not for me, it isn't.
Not for me.
Not paying for that at all.
Figure it out. Did you end up getting charged?
Dude, I went to go piss. I came back. Like, you can't get back in. I'm like, thank God. Dude, it's my table.
That's lit.
I'm like, dude.
Who got stuck on the bill?
Not me.
CT, you know what's different, bro? You know what's different between us and then just back then and all the other shit? We don't pay for shit.
Yeah, luckily, except for that Rick Ross show. You forget about the Rick Ross show?
You paid for the Rick Ross show. You got the Rick Ross show.
I comped it. Right.
That was a good night.
We went out with a couple of the Patriots. I mean, bro, I got fucked. Whatever.
But look where we are now with them.
Yeah, we have a great relationship with them now.
You have to be very careful, though. I'm not gonna say names. If they come here and I shake their hand, mm-hmm. they say I pay the bill. Do not do that.
Oh well,
no, that was one time, and it definitely paid off though.
The first time's okay. Nah, it's on me. It's like a crackdown. First time's on me. Now you're
You remind me. That's how we work. It's like first time I'll take you out to dinner. We'll go to the North End. We'll pay for dinner. Build a relationship.
I'm sure you guys are paid to go do the. Fly out to Florida, do that. That's fine.
We got
to
pay for our flights for sure.
But people don't understand is like haircuts, all that. Like they want it for free. That's why I don't deal with any of
that. We experience that with our Baba.
I'm like, go deal with this person because I don't want your tickets to your game. I don't want tickets to your concert. Like, pay and that you're saving me money. Like I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah.
How's that feel? We good?
Oh, we were fucking roughed up.
You look like Max Holloway. You look like UFC fighter.
Max Holloway.
Yeah, like Holloway.
Guys, we got a solid over hour and a half. I think this is a good podcast. No,
this is the smoothest one I've ever did.
Had a good time.
We need part two.
We do need part two. Listen, we're here at Hugh Boston. It's content podcast.
We'll be hosting Dion next time in the penthouse.
Yeah, next time in the penthouse.
Next podcast with you guys. I'll be the co-host.
That would be dope. Yeah.
We'll get Jonathan Tucker.
I'll get Jonathan Tucker.
Jonathan Tucker or Waleed, right?
I'll get Jonathan Tucker.
Fuck Waleed.
I can't get Waleed.
Waleed, you fucked us, buddy.
At the end of the day, it's all content.
It's content.
What's up, y'all? It's Dion Point. I'm here with Shadow Poop. Keep that. Ex-girl got a bait now, but she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on K-Town too.